From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting the 10 counties located in the Mid and Lower Hudson Valley gained a combined 22,000 non-farm jobs in October, continuing to recover from some of the losses caused by the coronavirus-related economic slump, according to the State Department of Labor. The region-wide total at the end of October was 942,600, up from 920,600 in September, but still sharply lower than the 1.03 million total of a year ago. Non-farm employment includes all positions in the private and public sectors, with the exception of those in agriculture. The Labor Department said there was a slight increase in the non-farm job totals in Greene and Columbia counties from September to October. Greene County's total rose from 14,000 to 14,200, while Columbia's climbed from 20,000 in September to 20,500 in October. The October 2019 totals in the two counties were 14,700 in Greene and 21,800 in Columbia. Similar increases were reported in Dutchess, Putnam, and Ulster counties. Statewide, non-farm employment increased as well. The state unemployment rate last month was 9.6%, a small improvement over the September rate of 9.7%, but still much higher than the October 2019 rate of 3.9%. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Basilica Hudson has announced its annual farm and flea holiday market will be virtual this year. The market has been an annual event for the past 8 years. Due to COVID-19 concerns, holding the traditional in-person event was not possible. So the market will include more than 70 Hudson Valley-based businesses selling goods and services online. Melissa Offdemar, Basilica Hudson co-founder and director, said in a statement, and I quote, "This pandemic is hitting hard on our cultural and social livelihoods, so sticking together locally and putting our creative minds together is how we will get through this challenging time," end quote. Shoppers can choose items from local and regional vendors offering handmade items, crafts, unique food options, and more. The vendors include a variety of farmers, artisans, local chefs, vintage collectors, and more. Basilica Farm and Flea was awarded a $5,000 grant by the Hudson Tourism Board. Those funds were used to create the website that links seller sites and to support educational workshops and promotion of local businesses. Basilica Farm and Flea holds two markets each year in the spring on Mother's Day weekend and the holiday market after Thanksgiving. The virtual market can be found at basilicahudson.org, and you can read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Dutchess County Legislature's Budget, Finance, and Personnel Committee, November 19th, approved the county's proposed $502 million 2021 budget. By a vote of 9-3, lawmakers adopted the plan, which includes funding for law enforcement, parks, and COVID-19 relief. The committee cut $18 million in spending. The full legislature will vote December 3rd on the proposal. If adopted, the spending plan will mark the sixth consecutive year of lower taxes for county residents. Committee Chairman William Truitt said, and I quote, "Because of the work done by this legislative body over the past few years, under the leadership of Chairman of the Legislature Greg Pulver, and in partnership with County Executive Mark Molinaro, we may have one of the only counties in the state able to say we managed to cut taxes for the sixth year in a row while still securing funding for essential services during this pandemic. I'm proud of the budget we've created and am confident it will pass with flying colors in the legislature in December," end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.